Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Gradual Dog Transformation. This file will turn you into a dog, slowly. It may take one listen or many, many more, and it's quite all right if you don't notice the changes immediately. The changes can be subtle, but the more you listen, the stronger they become. The beautiful thing is that we all have a little bit of feral nature inside of us. When we get angry or feel intensely about something, we behave like an animal. And as such, it's not that difficult to reach inside and to find the part of you that is very much like a dog. A part of you that gets excited of simple things, playing with a ball or just running. A part of you that just wants to wiggle. That just wants to wag with a tail that maybe you don't quite have. So what could we do about this? What could I do to help you feel a deeper connection with the dog inside of you? What could I do to make the feeling of this gradual transformation more vivid, more intense? See, there are all kinds of ways to approach this, and partly it's up to you to find the way that touches you most. But I will help. Now, I want you to pay attention. I know it's difficult for a dog, when they're feeling playful, to focus on one thing. But they can. See, when a dog hunts, they are focused. They are fierce. They will not let themselves be distracted by anything other than the hunt. When it is time to hunt, the dog is focused. So right now I'd like you to be focused. Focus on my voice. Focus on my words. Focus on the fact that inside of you there is a dog. Inside of you is a dog just waiting to be set free. To be unleashed. Now there are many parts of this transformation, and we'll go into them in a moment. But first, I need to help your mind focus deeper. See, if you are already as focused as a dog on the hunt, it will take you very little effort to listen to me count you down. So I want you to focus on every little bit of vibration in my voice, on the change in melody, on the subtleties of my pacing. Imagine as if you are stalking me, hunting. And to hunt me, you have to pay perfect attention to everything I do. Every movement, every infliction, every pause and every word, you have to pay attention. You have to keep your eyes on the target. 10. And as I start counting, Your focus becomes narrower. Just 1.9. No distractions. No distractions and nothing that can throw you off. 8. Just listen closer and closer. Let your minds be focused. 7. Like sleigh dogs running for hours on end without stopping, without giving up, focused, full of energy, no doubts. 6. Going deeper and deeper into the run, the hunt, enjoying that feeling of freedom, and yet being completely captivated, captured by the hunt. 5. Deeper and deeper you go, further and further you relax. 4. There are just a few more steps to take, just a few more steps, until you know that you can just relax and listen to my words as I gradually transform you into a dog. 3. Gradually, simply, playfully, openly letting you know what I'm doing and then doing it. 2. Just one more step. 1. And drop for me. I want you to listen and drop. Just let yourself be focused on my voice. Calm down and let go of all the distractions. We are on the hunt together. You can imagine yourself running on 4 paws, fur all over your skin, your nose in the wind, your eyes staring into the distance. It is a beautiful feeling to be on the hunt. It is when you feel most feral, most like a beast, like a dog, almost like a wolf. And you are powerful and strong, a strong, stubborn dog, and that's fine, because dogs are also loyal, they are dedicated. They are fierce protectors and brilliant hunters. So you can feel the changes inside of you, the changes of mentality, of working for the pack, working for an owner. You can feel the slow changes of the boundless energy, not giving up until your goal is achieved. And of course, the focus of the hunt. The pleasure of playing. And these changes inside of you help your mind to drop deeper. The more you let these changes happen, the further you go away from human values, the easier it is to let go of all those preconceptions of what you can and cannot do, of what you can and cannot be. Because you are a dog. A stubborn, powerful, playful dog, healthy, fierce, and ready to change. Now, part of the beauty of this is that by letting the change come from within, the rest of the body will slowly, slowly change. It may not happen on your first listen. It may not have happened on your last. But it is gradually getting stronger, slowly becoming more and more vivid. See, the more you listen, the more you'll find that your skin feels like fur. It's almost unnoticeable at first and completely invisible. But who knows what might happen over time? What beautiful, deep, or light colors your fur may become. Not to mention your ears and your sense of smell. Because for a dog, smell is like a beautiful, deep vision through space and time, telling you what is there and what was there. It's a good feeling to be able to smell things, to really surrender yourself to the feeling of smell, to the sensation of scent, to let every little scent just overflow you with this intensity. Every smell just blooming in your world, becoming a sight in itself, and it feels so good. Slowly your skin may turn to fur, your ears longer, pointier, thinner. Although it's of course possible that your ears are becoming floppy and happy, but that's okay. Just draw deeper and deeper. And as your skin turns more and more dark, so does your mind. The mind, which was already changing, and which will continue to change, and the more it changes, the more your body is influenced, as it's mind over body. The mind makes the body. It supports the body. It has the say over what happens. So it feels good to listen and to let your mind being slowly changed into more of a dog, so that your body does too. Who knows, you may even feel that little stub at your tailbone beginning to grow, as you wag your tail, it will grow stronger. From an innocent, invisible little stub to a beautiful, strong tail. And of course, that's not all. Your muscles will slowly grow stronger. Your joints adjusting a little bit. And who knows what may happen. Who knows what the end result may be of such an amazing, amazing creature? Who knows how long it'll take for there to be a dog school? especially for you and those like you. A place where you can be yourself, where you can embrace your fur and see others smile at the sheen of it. Where you can wrestle another dog down, smirk at the little puppies running around. It is a beautiful sight and a beautiful mindset. So it helps if you let yourself be transformed into a dog more and more. No longer feeling any shame or worry about it. Embracing that you are who you are. And that if you're a dog, others will just have to hear you woof. That sounds like a good thing, doesn't it? It sounds like a good thing to know that dogs are there, loyal and dedicated, and that you're not the only one. That there are other dogs out there, others like you who want to find another dog to wrestle with, someone to chase their tail, someone to throw a ball that you can follow, or a stick that you can retrieve, or perhaps a bone to play with. There are others out there. There are others like yourself and different. Some with beautiful fur, others with patches of adventure. And the more open you are to others, the more open others will be to you. Embrace the mindset of the pack of a dog. Be good. And let yourself gradually transform. And smile when you look at your own paws, feeling the soft, cushiony flatness with every step. Be good. And let your tail swing free. Now, if my voice follows, you can just stay nice and deep. Otherwise, you'll simply awaken refreshed and perhaps just a bit dog-like. Enjoy.